that's the only thing they care about while all the mayhem and the troubles is breaking out around them.
What are you going to call yours, Jimsy?
What is it, a boy or a girl?
Looks like a boy.
Aye, yes, surely. Boogaloo.
Boogaloo?
What are you going to call yours, Malachi?
Graham.
I think the audience have these expectations whenever they see Belfast in the 70s and see military. Here we go, it's a Troubles film. We've been there before and we wanted to use that to our advantage to segue into another story. And what's important, what I think is universal in any conflict, is real life goes on behind closed doors, family life, the madness, you know, of it. And it was about identifying, you know, them moments.
We've got news for you.
And we've got news for you too.
Oh yeah, me and James are going to be vegetarians from now on.
Except for sausages though.
Yeah, except for sausages.
And burgers as well. Sausages and burgers. And when it's Christmas, we don't want a turkey. We want a... What is it, almonds eat, Malachi?
A nut roast.
Aye, we want a nut roast.
Want a nut roast for Christmas because they certainly don't want anyone to interfere with those lovely chickens because they are the stars of the show. And I want to speak to the man who brought them to the screen, Kenny Gracie. Kenny, good morning.
Frank.
Kenny, this is your role in life now, as well as being a farmer, as well as being a man who's associated with ploughing and rare breeds and all of that. You're tied up with every successful movie that hits the screen. You are the go-to man when it comes to getting live animals onto a set. Tell me about Boogaloo and Graham.
Well, Boogaloo and Graham Brand, the producer, rang me out of the blue. Told me roughly what he was thinking, and we met up in Belfast and had a chat about it, and told me his idea, the storyline, and asked me could I work with them and supply the chickens and get them to do various things, which was a challenge, but well, as seen, we got there.
How do you feel about the fact that your chickens have actually won a BAFTA?
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing to start off with for Northern Ireland. It's amazing for the guys. This was a very small budget film shot over 4 days in East Belfast in a wee house, and we were all on top of one another. But everybody pulled together, and, you know, it just shows the talent that is there in Northern Ireland at the moment, and it's wonderful.
Now, obviously, we can visualise the actors, the mom and the dad and the young fellas. That's pretty standard. That's pretty typical. But with regards to you crowding into the house to make sure that the chickens perform, what things did they need to do? And what, you know, there are all sorts of rules about kindness to animals and so on, isn't there?
Well, first off, all we had to introduce the guys, the two lads, really, and all to the chickens. And the chickens for them, and show them how best to handle them so they wouldn't be hurt or they wouldn't be scrabbed or pecked at. You know, there's a good, lovely picture of them sitting up on their shoulders. And you know, he really was worried about the eye, or the hen picking his eye, or the chicken, but I think it went for the ice cream instead of his eye. He thought it was a bit more tastier. But yeah, it was just handling the animals that have to be there on set and put them in position and everybody to their own. Like, I can't tell a cameraman what to do. That's his job, or the prop guys or the sound men or the technicians. I've been born and reared with animals, and maybe some people think I have a gift with them, but I just love the animals. So, and it's lovely. People say not to work with children and animals, but we had a ball with the two wee boys and the animals, and I would rather work with them than the adults, to be honest.
I noticed that the ads going out at the minute for Blandings as well, and they were saying it stars David Walliams and Timothy Spall, and then they say, and this pig. And the pig is one of the main characters in Blandings. He's also one of yours, isn't he?
Hi, well, the sow, the Empress, yeah, well...
Or she, my apologies.
There was two episodes of that film, but I supplied the last Empress there for the show, and a few other animals on the set as well, the rabbit and the wee pug dog. I got a girl, and we worked together and trained it up for the show, and it was great, yeah, great.
And a Game of Thrones, Frankenstein, is there anything you're not in?
Well, there are other films. Well, I suppose I think we've done about 14 or 15 Robots Overlords are coming out. I think it's been launched now. Coming out, I think maybe this the end of this month, the end of next month. And I had a deer on it. Jan and my pet deer wandered up through the streets of Bangor that night, in the middle of the night, and various other bits and pieces on it as well. So we've done the Spartacle Mysteries, and we're working on for the TV, children's CBBC, and Mr. Squeaker the pig, trained a wee saddleback pig. So we're working with various, and then the big longhorn bull, he was in Dracula and was also in Blandings as well.
I love the way you just take it for granted. You know, the big longhorn bull, he was in Dracula. You know, what, tell me about him.
Well, he's my stock bull here on the farm. He's here primarily for breeding. I have the only herd of longhorn. Well, there's a few other smaller bits and pieces around Northern Ireland, but I have the only commercial herd of longhorn cattle in Northern Ireland, which I breed for beef, because I believe it's one of the nicest and tenderest and tastiest breeds of beef that there are. I know you're a veggie like, boy, but you don't know what you're missing when you don't. You're missing out on a good longhorn steak.
Well, Kenny, be honest with me now, right? You know, we know that Boogaloo and Graham are actors or actresses or whatever they are.
Yes.
Actresses. Tell me, please, when the film was made, when they finished acting, promise me that they're still cluck clucking about the farm.
My daughter has them, and the three grandchildren have Boogaloo and Graham laying eggs, supplying them and keeping them in eggs every day.
Great.
So they have, and there's Imogen the rabbit, and any animal that that I use here that does be on the set and on the film is here for life. As is old Logan the longhorn bull. He has been in two or three films, and he leads about like a dog after me, and hopefully he will be in the Frankenstein Chronicles as well. There's a scene coming up where, as far as I know, they want him in it along with a few other stock. So, you know, any of those animals, you do become attached to them. So, you do.
So they're part of the cast forever. I like the sound of that. Just one last thing, Kenny. Training them, you have to train you had to train one of the wee pigs. Is there training in a pig, or is it just discipline?
Well, I came home, I had 1 week, I met with the director, and he told me what he wanted this pig to do, sit on his haunches and beg like a dog type of thing, or sit up on a chair with his two front feet on the arm of the chair. It had to sit up on a wee table with a top hat on it, and the wee guy was going to make it disappear in a magic trick. And that was on a Monday, and I said to him, well, when do you want this 4 days? And he said, next Monday. So I come home that night, and I went into a pen of pigs, and a pig had just stood, and the most inquisitive one came over, and he was the boy that was sniffing around my feet and stamping, so I lifted him and I took him out. Well, I took another one for company, put them in a wee pen, and I lay with them that night and slept with them till they bonded with me. And when they bonded with me and weren't afraid of me, then I made a wee harness, and I put that wee harness on him, because if you put a collar on a pig, it gets narrowed right up over his ears and it slips off. So if you know, can imagine a wee dog harness there for in round the legs and the chest of the wee dog. Put that on him till he got used to it. And by Thursday, he was walking on the lead alongside me up and down the line. And by the following Monday, we had him sitting up on the table, and he was eating pork pie, so to speak. He loved the short crust pastry, but he didn't eat the meat.
He didn't eat the relatives. Kenny, that is good to know. Tell me this, you obviously are very talented at it. Whenever you have the international ploughing contest, you also show off the animals. There's a chance for people to see them, isn't there?
Well, this year, Mullaghhead is coming off on the 28th of February, and it's bigger and better than ever. And we're going to have a tent dedicated to animals for children. Well, for adults too, but especially the children. And I'm going to bring along a few of the animals that have been out on film. I have a wee deer here that I reared. It's living in the house with me, actually, at the moment. Still, it was a wild deer that was abandoned, and I reared it in the bottle, and it has become a very, very close friend. I suppose it runs with the deerhound dogs here. I've wolfhound dogs as well, and they all lay in the house here together. So those animals are going to the plan match, and there'll be an opportunity for people to come along and see them.
Kenny, I'm going to talk to you again before the ploughing, because I'm going to remind people of exactly when it's on. It's towards the end of the month.